Masechet Krisis Parabar Mishnah Beis Asham Vadai Inokay. The din of an Asham Vadai is different than the din of an Asham Talib. An Asham Vadai is brought for a Vadai Aver, such as somebody who was mauled from Hegdish. He benefited from Hegdish, Shaloka din. He has to bring an Asham Vadai. Now, by an Asham Talib, we had a Machlokas Rav Meir and the Chacham in the previous mission. Somebody who was Makdish Behemoth for an Asham Talib, and he found out before Shkita that he Behemoth did not do the Aver. According to Rabbi Meir, the Behema is Chulin. The Behema no longer has Kedusha. As he was only Makdish on the side that he did the Avera, now that he found out he did not do the Avera, the Behema no longer has Kedusha and can be taken out to pasture with the rest of the flock. It's totally Chulin. While the Chacham disagrees, the Chacham holds that since he was Makdish in Allah Sufik, he knows he might not have done the Avera, he was still Makdish in the Torah's Machayev and Asher Tali Allah Sufik. And Libo Nokfo, it lay with bothering him since he might have done the Avera. When he was Makdashid, even on the side that he did not do the Avera, he still wanted the Asham Tali to be brought to be Nishaper for him. So therefore, even if he found out before Shkita that he Behemoth did not do the Avera, the Behemoth still has Kedusha. But it cannot be brought as an Asham Tali, since he now knows he did not do the Avera. Instead, it would be taken out the pasture until it gets a mum, then it would be sold, and the proceeds of the sale would be used to buy other karbanim. Now, by an Asham Vadai, the Chacham do not disagree with Rabbi Meir. Im Anshalo Nishchat, Yetzei, the year of Eder. Somebody who thought he was mauled from Hegdish, and then before Shechita he found out that the Emes is he was not mauled from Hegdish, he was mistaken. In such a case, the behemoth that he was mounted for his Asham Vadai would not have Kedusha, even according to the Chachamim. It would be Chulin and would be taken out to pasture with the rest of the flock. As only by an Asham Tali do the Chachamim hold that the behemoth has Kedusha, even if he found out before Shechita he did not do the Aver. As by an Asham Tali who was mounted in Al-Safek in the first place. In the first place, he was Makdish, even though he knew he might not have done the Avera. But Libo Nofo, his lay was bothering him that he might have done the Avera. So he was Makdish, even on the side, he didn't do the Avera. But an Asham Vadai is different. As an Asham Vadai is only brought if you thought for sure that you did the Avera. So therefore, when you were Makdish, you were only Makdish on the side that you did the Avera. And now that you found out that you were mistaken, that you did not do the Avera, it's considered a Hegdish Toth. The Behema has no Kedusha, it's Chulin Gomor, even according to the Chachamim, and can be taken out to pasture with the rest of the flock. Mishen Nishchat. Hareza Yukov. Somebody who was Makdish Behema for an Asham Vadai, and the Shechita was already done, and only after Shechita you found out that you were mistaken, that you did not do the Avera. In such a case, the Behema is Nikbar, it's buried, you cannot do the Drikas Adan, and you cannot eat the Basar, as it's considered Chulin Shen Nishchatu Ba'azara. Behema that's Chulin that was Shechta in the Azara, the din is that it is buried. As in this case, since you found out you didn't do the Avera, the Hegdish was betoh, so it's considered Chulin, and Chulin Shanishka Tu Ba'azara is Nikvar. Nizrak Hadam HaBasar Yetzei LeBeis HaSreifa. Somebody who brought an Asham Vadai for an Avera that he thought he did, and only after the Zrikas Hadam he found out that he was mistaken, that he did not do the Avera. In such a case, the Basar cannot be eaten. Instead, it's taken out to be burnt, and since he found out he didn't do the Avera, the Behemoth does not have Kedusha. Since it's a Hegdish toes, so the Basar cannot be eaten, it's taken out to be burnt. Now, even though we just said that the din of Chulin Shanishchatu Ba'azara is that it is buried, it's not taken out to be burnt, it's Nikvar. So therefore, in this case also, since you found out that you did not do the Avera, it's Chulin Shanishchatu Ba'azara, so it should be buried. Why is it taken out to be burnt? The answer is that since the Zrikas Adam is already done, it looks like a regular korban. And if you bury the korban, people would think that a regular korban that had a psul in the azara, the din is it should be buried. And that's not the case. That a korban that has a psul in the azara is taken out to be burnt. It's not buried. So therefore, in this case also, we take it out to be burnt. We don't want people to make a mistake. Even though it's chulin shenishchatu ba'azara and should be buried, the Chacham said that in this case, that you only found that after Zrikas Adam, they did not do the avera, we take it out to be burnt, like any other kachim that has a psul in the azara. Shor HaNitzkal ain't no king. A Shor HaNitzkal also doesn't have the same din as an Asham Tali. A Shor HaNitzkal is a shor that killed a person, that the din is that the shor has to be stoned, and it's also Bahando. Im Achalo Nitzkal, Yetzei the Yireh Be'eder. If that's impossible, that the shor should be stoned, since it killed a person. And the din is that as soon as Bezin Paskin that it should be stoned, it's also Bahando. And they found out before it was stoned that Bezin was mistaken, that it never killed a person. In such a case, the behemoth is not put to death. Instead, it can go out to pasture with the rest of the flock, and since the psak was made in toes, the psak is no longer valid, and the behemoth can go out to pasture with the rest of the flock. Misha Nisgal, Mutar Ba'anah. If Bezin only found out they were mistaken after the shul was already stoned and put to death, the carcass is Mutar Ba'anah, even though normally the carcass of the shul in Nisgal is Asar Ba'anah, Since Bethan now found out they were mistaken, the carcass is mutter by now. So sure, Nisko doesn't have the same din as the Nashon Tali, as by Nashon Tali we said that even if you find out before Shechita he did not do the Aver, the behemoth still has Kedusha, but a Shor Nisko is different. If you find out that the Shor really didn't kill a person, the Shor would not be usher by enough. Egla Arufa ain't a king. Egla Arufa also does not have the same din as an Ashen Tolle. An Egla Arufa is taken down to the Nachon, has its neck chopped off in such a case that you find somebody who was killed and we don't know who killed him. And when it's taken down to the Nachon, it becomes usher by enough. In Ma'atzalo Nerfa, Tetze, Bittira Be'eder. If before the Arufa, the Egla Arufa was done, the neck was not yet chopped off, even if he had already taken it down to the Nacha, and the murderer has now been found, as Egla Arufa is only brought if we do not know who killed him. But now before the Arufa was done, you now find out who killed him. In such a case, the Egla Arufa is not Aser Bahanah, to be taken out to pasture, even though at the time it's taken down to the Nacha because Aser Bahanah. Now that you found out who killed him, it's no longer Aser Bahanah, and it can be taken out to pasture. So therefore we see an Egla Arufa as a different thing than an Ashram Tolu. As by Nashim Tola, even if you find out before the Shechita that you did not do the Aver, it still has to do so according to the Chacham, as opposed to an Egla Rufa. If you find out who killed him before the Rufa was done, the Egla Rufa would no longer be Asur Bahana, even though you already took it down to the Nacham. Misha Nerfa Tikaber Bim Kadma. Shal Safek Ba Mitzilasa Kippus Veka Vahokola. But if you only find out who killed him after the Rufa was already done, in such a case, the Egla Rufa would still be Asur Bahana and would be buried in Koma, right there in the Nachal, like any other Egla Arufa, because the Egla Arufa was only brought me Suffolk in the first place, and you already had a kapara for the Suffolk, Bishas Arufa, when the neck was broken. As an Egla Arufa has brought me Suffolk, as you have a Suffolk, whether we'll ever find out who killed him, so therefore the Egla Arufa has to be brought. And the Arufa is Mechaper for the Suffolk. So therefore, in this case, since Bishas Arufa, you still didn't know who killed him, so the Arufa was Mechaper for that Suffolk. So even if you find out after the Arufa who killed him, it doesn't make a difference. It's like any other Egla Arufa, and it continues to be Asur Bahanah. It has to be buried right there in the Nacha. Masechet Krisis Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel Rabbi Eliezer Omer Maybe Adam Ashram Tolu B'chol Yom U'B'chol Shah Sheyirtza V'hi Nikras Ashram Chassidim. Rabbi Eliezer said the person can bring in the Korban Nedav and Ashram Tolu any day and any time that he wants, and it would be called an Ashram Chassidim. Chassidim are people that do Lefanim Meshurat Hadin. They go over and above the letter of the law, and they're always afraid that maybe they did an Avera. Maybe the Avera that they did, there's a Chiyuv Chatzos for. So therefore, they want to bring an Ashram Tali. If an Ashram Tali is brought for somebody who has a Suffolk, then maybe he's over an Avera in which there's a Chiyuv Chatzos for. Now, even though you're only chayav to bring an Ashram Tali, if you have a specific Suffolk, a specific idea that maybe you're over an Avera in which there's a Chiyuv Chatzos for. And these Chassidim have no reason to really believe that they're over an Avera in which there's a Chiyuv Chatzos for. They have no specific Suffolk. But even so, they want to bring Ashram Tali just in case they inadvertently were over an Aver, which there's a Chiyuv Chatzos for, and they did not realize it. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, an Ashram Tali is not a Korban Chova. It's not a Korban that only can be brought if you're chayiv to bring it. If you're only chayiv to bring an Ashram Tali, if you have a specific suffix that maybe you're over an Aver, which there's a Chiyuv Chatzos for. Instead, an Ashram Tali is a Nedava. An Ashram Tali can be brought even if you have no specific suffix. You just want to bring it just in case maybe you're over an Aver, which there's a Chiyuv Chatzos for. As opposed to a regular Ashram Vade or a Chatzos, it can only be brought if you know for sure you did the Avera. The Chatzos and the Ashram are Korban Chova. They're a Korban that you can only bring if you're Chayiv to bring it. As opposed to an Ashram Tali, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's a Korban and Dove. It's a Korban you can bring any time that you want. As an Ashram Tali is different than a regular Ashram. And by an Ashram Tali, if after you bring the Ashram Tali you find out that you did do the Avera, you still have to bring a Chatzos. So we see the Ashram Tali is not Mechaper completely. And since it's not Mechaper completely, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's not a Korban Chova like a regular Ashram. Instead, it's a Korban Adava that can be brought at any time that you want. Amru Lava Baba Ben Puti. So he must not Dave Ashram Tali B'chol Yom Chot Me'acher Yom HaKippurim Yom Ech. The Chacham said about Baba Ben Puti, who was a Chassid Gadol, who was a very righteous person, and he used to bring an Ashram Tali every single day of the year, with the exception, of course, of Shabbos and Yom Tov, because he can't bring a Korban Adava on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And he was always afraid that maybe he did not bear in winter the Chiyuv Chatzos for. With the exception of the day after Yom HaKippurim, that is the only day which he did not bring an Ashram Tali. Amar, Baba Mavuti, said about himself, Hamon Hazeh, he took a shvua on the Ma'on. The Ma'on is referring to the Beit HaMikdash. Ilu Hayu Manichem Li, Hayiti maybe. If the Chachamim would allow me, I would bring an Ashram Tali even the day after Yom HaKippurim. Elo Oimrim Li Hamtein, Atzitikanes L'Sofer. But the Chachamim told Bava Ben Buta that the day after Yom Kippurim, he should not bring an Asham Taloi, and he has to wait until he has a suffix, and maybe he was over in Aveir, which there is a Chiyav Chatzis for, as opposed to the day after Yom Kippurim, even if he had done the previous day on Yom Kippurim in Aveir, which there is a Chiyav Chatzis for, he still would not have to bring an Asham Taloi, as we'll see that somebody who has a suffix, whether he did an Aveir on Yom Kippurim, that would not be Mechayav an Asham Taloi, as Yom Kippurim would be Mechaper for that suffix. So therefore, the day after Yom Kippurim, there is no suffix that maybe he was over in Aveir, which there is a Chiyav Chatzis for, so he should wait another day before he brings an Asham Taloi. The Chachamim Omrim Ein Mevi'im Asham Taloi Ela Al Davar Shezdonir Kareis V'Shigagato Chatzis. The Chachamim argue with Rabbi Yehuda and with Bava Ben Puti. They hold an Asham Taloi cannot be brought as a Nedava. An Asham Taloi is similar to a regular Asham. That is a Korban Chov. You can only bring this Korban if you're Chayav to bring it, and you're only chayav to bring it if you have a suffix that maybe you did an avera, in which there is a chiyav kares if you did that avera intentionally, and a chiyav chatzis if you did that avera unintentionally. In such a case that you have a suffix that maybe you did that avera, then you'd be chayav to bring an asher taloi. Only in that case could you bring an asher taloi. It cannot be brought to the korban nedava.